Okay, Mr. Mayor, just to confirm that we've started the webinar.
Okay, it is now 6:30 with my clock on here. So we're now going to start the meeting. So welcome everybody to our meeting. This is of course our third full council meeting on virtual, with the virtual environment on the 21st of December, on the Monday. First of all, I need to remind councillors on how the meeting will be conducted. Could I remind all councillors to keep their microphones on mute unless I have called upon them to speak on an item? Councillors must remain visible throughout the meeting. Please ensure your camera is on again throughout the meeting. If councillors lose the internet connection, I'll propose a shorter adjournment to allow the councillor to rejoin if that's possible. But of course, that will only be a short adjournment, as we said. Councillors will use the raised hand function, i.e. the blue hand, to indicate that they wish to speak on an item. I'll call your name out, and then, of course, you'll take yourself off mute and, you know, we'll carry on as normal. The usual rules of debate apply. Each councillor may speak only once for a maximum of 10 minutes during the debate on any item. Chat facility is not to be used. The voting will take place by name vote as normal on the virtual environment. Democratic Services will call out each name in alphabetical order. Each councillor should indicate whether they're voting for, against, or abstaining, as in the usual way. Reverend Robin, I'm going to ask you now to, as councillors, to remain silent while our chaplain, Reverend Robin Trotter, leads us in prayer.
Good evening, everybody. I'm sorry I can't see you. I hope you can hear me. Four prayers reflecting the situation we find ourselves in and the time of year. Lord Jesus Christ, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need, as if we were caring for you. In this time of great anxiety, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick, and to assure the isolated of our love and yours, for your name's sake. Amen. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom to those who are working with vaccines and cures, and those who are striving to keep us safe. Strengthen them with your spirit, that through their work many will be restored to health, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yeah. The time for prayer for this Christmas, which is going to be different for so many. Almighty God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that, as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. And we sum these prayers up in the prayer for the coming of the kingdom that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Mr. Mayor, thank you very much indeed. I wish you a very pleasant meeting. And a happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Robin.
Happy Christmas, Robin. Thank you, Reverend. So you may leave if you wish, or you can stop and listen to the rest of the meeting.
I think I'll leave with your permission, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely, of course. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye now. Okay. We're going to start then the meeting. Item one, apologies for absence. Chief Executive.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There have been no apologies for absence.
Thank you. So item number two, declarations of interest. Do we have any? No, I can't see anybody's hand up, so we'll move on. So that's good. Item number three. Right. This is slightly different to how we normally do this. We would have normally done it on block, but I'm going to do it on three separate items. This is to approve the minutes. The first one is to approve the minutes of the council meeting held on the 23rd of March, 2020. I'm going to propose the approval of the minutes, but I do need a seconder. So, Councillor Gaskin, thank you very much. So we're going to go to the vote on this. Andrea, can you...
Of course, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Councillor Aykroyd.
Abstain.
Councillor Allen.
Or.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Or.
Councillor Barker.
Or.
Councillor Beach.
Or.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bilf.
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Abstain.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Abstain.
Councillor Fletcher.
Stay.
Councillor Florence Dukes.
Four.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Stay.
Councillor Greg Hall, sorry.
Abstain.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Abstain.
Councillor Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Hussain.
Abstain.
Sorry, Councillor Hussain, could you repeat that? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Abstain.
Thank you. Councillor Jones.
Abstain.
Thank you. Councillor Killoran.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Abstain.
Councillor Legg.
Abstain.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalf.
Four.
Councillor Peters.
Four.
Councillor Raybould.
Four.
Councillor Sankey.
Stay.
Councillor Shrive.
Abstain.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon isn't present, I don't think. No, she's not joined the meeting. Councillor Walker.
Abstain.
Councillor Whittaker.
Abstain.
And Councillor Wildman.
I'm four.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Carried. Thank you.
Sorry, Andrea. I wasn't at that meeting, so I should have abstained and not said four.
Okay, Councillor Faulkner, no problem. I'll change that to an abstention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So Mr. Mayor, this is carried.
Thank you. So that's carried. Those minutes are carried. And now, number two on this item, to approve the minutes of the extraordinary council meeting held on the 17th of August, 2020. Again, I'll propose to accept the minutes. I need a seconder, please. Councillor Hodgson. Thank you. Again, Andrea, if you don't mind, again, doing what you've just done, please.
Thank you. Councillor Aykroyd?
Four.
Councillor Allen?
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft?
Four.
Councillor Barker?
Four.
Councillor Beach?
Four.
Councillor Brady?
Four.
Councillor Bilth?
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury?
Four.
Councillor Clark?
Four.
Councillor Faulkner?
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick?
Four.
Councillor Fletcher?
Four.
Councillor Florence Dukes?
Four.
Councillor Gaskin?
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow?
Four.
Councillor Gould?
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor?
Abstain.
Councillor Greg Hall?
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall?
Four.
Councillor Hudson?
Four.
Councillor Hussain?
Four.
Councillor Jones?
Four.
Councillor Killoran?
Four.
Councillor Lamb? Sorry, Councillor Lamb?
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Legg?
Four.
Councillor McGarry?
Four.
Councillor McKiernan?
Four.
Councillor Metcalf?
Four.
Councillor Peters?
Four.
Councillor Raybould?
Four.
Councillor Sankey?
Four.
Councillor Shrive?
Four.
Councillor Sylvester?
Four.
Councillor Walker?
Four.
Councillor Whittaker?
Four.
And Councillor Wildman?
I'm four.
Mr. Mayor, it looks as though Councillor Beach has got her hand raised.
Okay. Thank you for that. Councillor Beach, would you like to speak? If you want to unmute
yourself. Mr. Mayor. The previous vote,
yeah.
I've mistakenly said four, I wasn't present. I'd like to abstain, please.
Okay, can you note that, Andrea, please?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, we still carry though, I'm presuming
yes.
We are.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Beach.
Sorry, just to confirm, Mr. Mayor, the minutes of the 17th of August meeting are carried.
Thank you. I hate to ask this again, Andrea, in a second or two, but you know what's going to happen. So this is now to approve the council meeting held on the 19th of October 2020. Again, I'll propose we accept the minutes. I will need a seconder, so whoever's got the blue up, Councillor Ashcroft, thank you. And then we'll now go to the vote.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd?
Four.
Councillor Allen?
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft?
Four.
Councillor Barker?
Four.
Councillor Beach.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bilth.
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Abstain.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Abstain.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Florence Dukes.
Four.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Four.
Sorry, Councillor Grosvenor, I didn't quite catch that.
Four, Andrea. Four.
Thank you. Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Hussein.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Killoran.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legge.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalf.
Four.
Councillor Peters.
Four.
Councillor Raybould.
Four.
Councillor Sankey.
Four.
Councillor Shrive.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Walker.
Four.
Councillor Whittaker.
Four.
And Councillor Wildman.
Four.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That vote is carried.
Oh, thank you, Andrea, for that.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. It looks like Councillor Whittaker's got his hand raised.
He has. Councillor Whittaker.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just to say that Councillor Toon has had a new computer today and she's unable to get on this evening. Apologies.
Thank you for that. Can you note that, please, Andrea? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to item number four, which is announcements for myself or leader and or proper officer. I have one announcement to make. Very sadly, former mayoress Jackie Milner has passed away after a short illness. She passed away on the 7th of December. Obviously, I've passed on my condolences to former Mayor Len, and you may wish to do so also as councillors. It's up to yourselves, of course. So, as I say, sadly, I've had to announce that today. I also am aware that leader, Councillor Duncan Goodfellow, wants to make an announcement as well. Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I'd also like to take the opportunity to pass on my condolences to former councillor at this very sad time. As members will know, there's been an increasing rate of COVID-19 infection in East Staffordshire, with the 7-day rate increasing from around 213 per 100,000 at the start of December to the most recent figure of 325. The wards in and around Burton-upon-Trent are showing the highest positive case rates. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to encourage all Burton residents to take up the opportunities for asymptomatic testing being offered at local centres, but also through the national booking system. By testing people, this allows the public health professionals to track the virus and take action to stop the spread. And at its very simplest, it cuts the chances of people spreading the virus unknowingly, particularly as families gather on Christmas Day. As I'm sure everybody will agree, the current Tier 3 arrangements are incredibly challenging and potentially damaging for our local hospitality and leisure businesses. So really the only short-term way of us helping businesses is to drive down infection. So I would encourage everyone in Burton to get a test, and indeed everyone across the whole borough to dig deep, to double down on the efforts of hands, face, space. People, our residents, really do have the individual power to join together in reducing the numbers and reducing the risks to our vulnerable residents and our local NHS. So just an important message that I thought was necessary to share. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Lee. That's, as you say, very, very important indeed. Okay, so we'll now go to item number 5, which is urgent business. I believe there is none. No urgent business. So item number 6. So changes to the membership of the cabinet and portfolios. Councillor, leader of the council, Councillor Goodfellow, you'd like to come and present this, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So several months ago, Councillor Barker indicated his desire to me to step down from his cabinet role, which with some reluctance I agreed to. So this has necessitated some changes to the cabinet and portfolios. But before I confirm those to council, I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank Councillor Barker for the hard work and dedication he's shown as a member of my cabinet and deputy leader of this council for the past 19 months. So as you'd all imagine, Ed has brought his personable and practical style to the cabinet table, and he's injected both good humour and wisdom into our decision making, and both of those things I'm going to miss. He's done an absolutely excellent job in very often trying circumstances, and he always approaches everything with our residents' interests at heart. As you know, he's acted as a champion for our area and for tourism, and it's been great to see the initiatives such as the Swan Trail in Burton be such a huge success, and I know he'll continue to support and champion these things from the back benches. It's also been an incredibly challenging year in many ways, and Ed has successfully overseen the efforts to get our leisure centres reopened at a time where many across the country are still closed now. And it's been really great and really important to restore those services to our residents as quickly as we did. So I'd like to formally place on record my thanks to Councillor Barker on my behalf, my cabinet colleagues and colleagues across the council. So thank you, Ed.
Can I come in at that point?
I didn't actually call you Councillor Fletcher, but I was waiting for the leader to actually finish what he was doing, and then I was going to call you, but yes, you can.
Well, I'd just like to add my thanks to Ed. I find him incredibly easy to work with, and I'm sorry to see him go. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Yes. Okay, Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So just in respect to the changes, I would confirm that subject to the constitution changes to be considered at item 8, that I've appointed Councillor Bev Ashcroft as Deputy Leader for Leisure, Amenities and Tourism, and also transition certain responsibilities across to Councillor Bernard Peters, specifically in respect of Brew House and Arts Development and the Civic Function Suite. And I have also appointed Councillor Michael Metcalfe to the subsequently vacant role of Cabinet Support Member. So I'd be grateful if Council would note those changes, please, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. That has been noted. Councillor Grosvenor, I believe you'd like to speak.
Yeah, I'd just like to understand why the portfolio that Councillor Barker held, which was already not the biggest portfolio at the Council, has been slimmed down further to enable Councillor Ashcroft to take it over.
You can answer that, Councillor Goodfellow, if you wish. You don't have to.
This is an announcement, exactly. Mr. Mayor, so I'm not going to take questions.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So I'm also going to invite you to speak on possibly another need for committee changes. Would you like to bring that forward?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a result of the changes to membership of cabinet and portfolios just announced, I would like to nominate the following changes and propose that the council appoint councillors to serve on committees as follows. Councillor E.W.R. Barker in place of Councillor M. Metcalfe on the Scrutiny Community Regeneration Environment Health and Wellbeing Committee. Councillor G. Allen in replace of Councillor E.W.R. Barker on the Senior Officer Employment Committee, and to remove Councillor M. Metcalfe from the Audit Statement of Accounts Committee and to the Scrutiny of Value for Money Council Services Committee, leaving a vacancy on each committee. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is you'd like to propose that, Duncan, Councillor Goodfellow. So we need a seconder for that, please. We have a seconder? Councillor Allen, thank you very much. And would anyone like to talk about this motion that Councillor, the leader of the councillors, Councillor Goodfellow, has put forward? Councillor Florence Jukes.
Thank you, Mayor. I've got to admit to being a bit confused here. As Councillor Goodfellow, the leader, said that it's not open for debate and it's an announcement. So can you clarify, is it open for a debate or is it an announcement?
The committee membership is open to debate. The actual portfolio and cabinet portfolios are not up for debate. That needs to be noted. That's correct, I believe, Councillor Goodfellow. That is, yes. So that is what is being debated, its committee membership.
Sorry, ma'am, I'm still confused. So we can't comment on appointments. Is that what you said?
Appointments to committee membership, yes, you can comment. And that's what I'm asking for you to debate now, if you wish to. But when it comes to actually the council, as in that is in the proviso of the leader, then you can't comment on that because it is to be noted rather than actually debated.
Okay, no comment.
Okay, thank you. I know it sounds, but this is how it is. I apologise. Can I just also, before we go to the vote on this, and I can see other people are, so actually before I say that, our monitoring officer would like to comment. So, Angela.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just thought it might assist members' understanding if I just clarify the reason why you're being asked to note one aspect of what the leader has said, whereas you're being asked to vote on the remainder. Appointment to offices is a local choice function that is delegated to the leader, and you can see that at part three of our constitution if you so wish, whereas the appointment to committees is something that simply needs a vote on.
Thank you, Angela. Councillor Jones, as in...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think probably I just share Councillor Florence Duke's confusion. I was actually going to ask what the what it is we're voting on. I think the monitoring officer has just explained that, but I'm not totally sure what we're voting on yet.
Okay,
is there a resolution or something that we can actually be told about, read to us or something?
Monitoring officer, can you help on this, please?
Certainly. Perhaps some members didn't quite hear what the leader said, but I did hear him explaining.
I did as well.
Changes were being made to the scrutiny committees and to the appeals committee, for example. And so I think that he has already done that. And once again, to clarify, that is what members are being asked to vote upon.
Correct. Okay. We have two more hands. So, okay, Councillor Walker.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just quickly,
just to support what's been said by Councillor Florence Dukes and Councillor Jones, I think the confusion's just added to even more of my confusion. So I'm not quite sure what we're doing.
Okay. Okay, Councillor Chowdhury.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I think that the item you're asking us to vote on is not part of the agenda item. So agenda item 6 says changes to the membership of the cabinet and portfolios. Membership of the committee is not an agenda item. So I suggest that if it's not an agenda item, we defer it till the next meeting.
No, I think we'll, Angela, please.
Can
I just stop you there? I need to.
Just to clarify my point, if you don't mind.
You may, if you wish.
So the point here is that if you don't split the item, then you're voting on an item which you're not supposed to vote on as advised by the leader and the monitoring officer. And that is the changes to the membership of the cabinet and portfolio, which is quite rightly been pointed out as a prerogative of the leader. So what I'm saying is that I don't think we can vote on this item unless there is another item. We cannot vote on item 6 as on the agenda paper. If there's another item, then yes. Otherwise, I suggest that we can't.
Well, you can suggest whatever you wish. Monitoring officer, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The changes that you're being asked to vote upon, members, are purely consequential upon the changes to the membership of the executive. So Councillor Metcalfe is no longer permitted to sit on the scrutiny committee by virtue of the fact that he is going to be on the executive. Interpretation of the rules, of course, is a matter for the mayor, as you're all well aware, and he has ruled that this matter can be put to the vote. So that is the final word on the matter.
Thank you. Councillor Grosvenor, you've actually taken your hand down good. Okay, so we are going to go on to the vote. Hopefully everyone's aware of what we are voting on. I think it's been pretty well explained, quite honestly. Andrea, can you now do the necessary, should I say?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd.
For.
Councillor Allen.
For.
Councillor Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Beach.
For.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Bilth.
For.
Councillor Chowdhury.
For.
Councillor Clark.
For.
Councillor Faulkner.
For.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
For.
Councillor Fletcher.
Councillor Fletcher.
Hello, sorry, I'm unmuting myself, instead of unmuting myself. Four.
Thank you. Councillor Florence Dukes.
Aye.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall.
For.
Councillor Helen Hall.
For.
Councillor Hudson.
For.
Councillor Hussein.
Against.
Why?
Councillor Jones.
Sorry, Andrea. Someone says why. Someone asked a question why I just heard. Do I need to explain myself?
No, Councillor Hussein, no, you don't. And I don't know who said why.
But it is on the record. Could we check?
I'm sure it will be, but I have no idea who said that. But of course, whatever you vote is your choice, as we obviously.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Jones.
Abstain.
Councillor Killoran.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalfe.
Four.
Councillor Peters.
Four.
Councillor Raybould.
Four.
Councillor Sankey.
Four.
Councillor Shrive.
Abstain.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon.
Abstain.
Councillor Walker.
Against.
Councillor Whittaker.
Abstain.
And Councillor Wildman.
I'm for.
For. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That vote is carried.
Thank you, Andrea. Now, so as you've just heard, it's carried. So before I move on to the next item, I'm going to ask, taking the unusual step really, to ask Councillor Ed Barker if he would like to speak. I believe he would, Ed, on portfolios and membership.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you, Councillor Goodfellow and Councillor Fletcher, for your kind words. As you all know, I was only ever going to be deputy leader for a limited time, but I'd like to thank the leader for that opportunity. Moreover, I'd like to thank Duncan and the Chief Executive, Andy O'Brien, for their unprecedented work during this pandemic. I would also like to thank Mark Risk and his team for their work behind the scenes in my portfolio. Mike Hovers and Paul Steed for the In Bloom successes, Chloe Brown and Tilly Bancroft for the Swan Trail, James Abbott and Linda Durham for getting the leisure centres open and running again. I would also pass on my thanks to my predecessor, Councillor Whittaker, who sowed the seeds that we've been cultivating and harvesting during this time. Looking to the future, the tourism strategy will help to capitalise on the washlands and the quarry site at Uttoxeter. But please remember, I'm only going to the back benches and I still want to be involved. I would just like to finish by wishing Councillor Councillor Ashcroft all the best for the future, and the same to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Barker. Well, it's very good to get to speak on that. I could just note that Councillor Walker has his hand up, so I'm just going to say what Councillor Walker, you have your hand up.
Oh, sorry, Mayor. I thought you was going to go into something else then.
No, I wasn't. Nope. I'm...
that's why I was a bit delayed. Just going back to the vote, and Councillor Sain has heard somebody question why he's voted, I suggest that we should be listening to the tapes to see if that can be heard or not. Because if somebody's questioning why one of us is voting, that should be out of order, surely.
Councillor Walker, I'm sure that will be looked at. I did point out to Councillor Hussain that, you know, like everybody, how we vote is entirely up to us. And I'm not going to take any more questions on that. But thank you, Councillor Walker. I'm going to move on now to item number 7, which is the appointment of deputy leader of our council. I'm going to invite leader of the council again, Councillor Duncan Goodfellow, to bring this through. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very simply, to confirm the appointment of Councillor George Allen as Deputy Leader of the Council. The Council for noting. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that's been noted.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
And me too.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to allow that. I'm just going to say
to you, Mr. Mayor, and I can quote the constitutional section of the...
Wait 1 second, Councillor Grosvenor. I'm monitoring officer, please. Can you give us some guidance on this?
Perhaps if you heard my point of order, she'd be able to give you some guidance.
Members are entitled to...
Before we... Do not, please, remember that rules are rules and, you know, code of conduct, as in the way that this, as I pointed out, I will call you when I want you to speak. But do not, Councillor Grosvenor, make the mistake of just butting in, because that's not right. And you should know better. Thank you. So, yes, monitoring officer, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's perfectly permissible for members to raise a point of order. He or she must cite the provision of the Constitution that they wish to address the council on. So, Councillor Grosvenor, with your permission, is entitled to address the meeting.
Thank you, monitoring officer. Yes, Councillor Grosvenor.
Mr. Mayor, Section 3A of a council's constitution deals with the rules and procedures relating to council meetings. Specifically within that section, item number 3 deals with council meetings under AGM, and item 4 deals with council meetings under ordinary council meetings. Under item 4, under ordinary council meetings, there's a specific agenda which deals with the items of business that this council deals with. Appointment of deputy leader is not one of those agenda items. Understand that the leader may want to make an announcement with regards to deputy of the council, but in which case he should be doing it under item 4 of this agenda, which is communication to council. Doing it under a separate item effectively makes this a motion. Under item 4 of our council's constitution, section 3A, there is a relevant allowability for the leader to, or anybody, to bring a motion. And dealing with it in this way, it's a motion. Effectively, as it's a motion, the council should vote on it. It says, under this section on the agenda, appointment of deputy leader. Doesn't say to confirm or to note, it says appointment. If it's an appointment and if it's a motion, which I suggest respectfully that it is, and I know the monitoring officer may come back with some legal advice, and Angela, I've got no legal experience compared to yourself, but with regards to section 3A, 4, which governs the way in which ordinary meetings are carried out, this item doesn't appear on that agenda. It appears if a council leader wants to bring a motion. It's a motion because it says appointment of deputy leader, and I respectfully suggest we vote on this item, and I move the vote, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, Councillor Florence Jukes.
Thank you, Mayor. I was going to raise more or less the same point under Section 3A, but mine was going to be Section 16, Rules of Debate. I'm just wondering why, on this particular item that has been brought many times to Council before, why we're not afforded the opportunity to have a debate and then a vote on it. I'm a bit confused as to why that isn't the case tonight. I mean, certainly if it's an announcement, I agree it should have been done under Section 4. Presumably the controlling group, the Conservative group, have had a vote on it to nominate Councillor Annan as leader. So why are the rest of the members not afforded that same opportunity? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Florence Jukes. I have Angela, monitoring officer, would like to speak.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Members will be aware that the functions of the council fall into two categories. We have the non-executive functions, which you undertake as members of full council and committee members, and then we have the executive functions, which fall to the leader, the deputy leaders, either individually or collectively as cabinet. I possibly wasn't clear enough for everybody to hear earlier on, but the appointment to offices, with the exception of the appointment to committees, is an executive function which is delegated to the leader, and that's in part 3 of our constitution. So it's not something that full council is entitled to make a decision upon. The leader, as has always been the custom and practice, is notifying full council of the appointments which he is making to the offices in question. So you've been notified of the changes to cabinet, cabinet support member, and now the deputy leader. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Angela. I'm not going to take any more questions on this. This is to be noted. And as far as I'm concerned, that is it. And you know, that is how it's going to be. I think our monitoring officer has just quite well explained it. So I've got to be guided by our monitoring officer. So that is to be noted. Okay, item number 8, the constitution update. Again, I invite our monitoring officer, of course, to present this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Members will be familiar with the requirement to approve and re-adopt our constitution annually. This is happening at a slightly different point in the calendar from usual times. And this is as a consequence of the annual council meeting not going ahead this year as planned. So I'm bringing forward this report, first of all, asking members to approve the updated leader and deputy leaders portfolios at part 3CA of the constitution. And in addition, I'm asking members to re-adopt the constitution as a whole again this year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Can I have a proposer for this, please? Councillor, you're going to propose this, Councillor Legg? If so, that's good. And a seconder, please. Councillor Gaskin. Thank you. So would any of our councillors like to speak on this item? Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for kindly bringing me in on this item. I'm not sure I can vote in favour of this particular item. I understand what Mr. Wakefield just said with regards to a regular update. We normally receive them at AGM time. We've not had an AGM, clearly. There is one in May. I note the fact that there's been proposals to change the respective cabinet portfolios. I asked a question as to why that had been done previously. That wasn't answered. That's one of the main parts of this constitution update. On the basis of that question not being answered, I can't really approve this constitution change. In addition to that, I made a perfectly valid point in the last item, which was regards to an item coming on agenda which wasn't on the normal run of business, and it should have been dealt with under communication, not under a specific item, and that's not been accepted. So again, I can't support this constitution update on that basis.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. Our monitoring officer has her hand up, so I will go to Angela.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Apologies, Councillor Grosvenor. I realised that you weren't present at the council meeting on the 23rd of March. The reason why I'm bringing this report tonight is attributable to the wording of the motion that was brought to council on the 23rd of March, when members voted to approve the continuation of the constitution for the preceding year until I could bring this report at the next ordinary meeting of council. And clearly that's tonight. So that's the reason why this report is on the agenda for the meeting today. Again, I'm sorry, I realised that you weren't at that meeting, so that may have passed you by.
Okay, Councillor Florence Jukes, please.
Thank you, Mayor. It seems to be we're having a lot of legal and clarification needed tonight. Based on the fact of the previous topic where we couldn't discuss it, I too, similar to Councillor Grosvenor, have got questions about why certain tasks are being moved from one portfolio holder to another. And on that basis, I won't be supporting the vote. So.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Councillor Florence Jukes. Councillor Grosvenor, you've commented already on this, so I'm not going to take your comment. So what I'm going to do now, so apart from anyone, thank you. Okay, no more hands are up. So we're going to need a vote on this. So we need a seconder and a proposer, please. Councillor Allen, thank you. That's proposed. And a seconder, Councillor Gould. Thank you very much. So Andrea, could you read the names out, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd.
For.
Councillor Allen.
For.
Councillor Ashcroft.
4.
Councillor Barker?
4.
Councillor Beach?
4.
Councillor Brady?
4.
Councillor Bilth?
4.
Councillor Chowdhury?
4.
Councillor Clark?
4.
Councillor Faulkner?
4.
Councillor Fitzpatrick?
4.
Councillor Fletcher?
4.
Councillor Florence Jukes?
Against.
Councillor Gaskin?
4.
Councillor Goodfellow?
4.
Councillor Gould?
4.
Councillor Grosvenor?
Sorry, due to that text, against.
Councillor Greg Hall?
4.
Councillor Helen Hall?
4.
Councillor Hudson?
4.
Councillor Hussein?
Against.
4.
Councillor Jones?
4.
Councillor Killoran?
4.
Councillor Lamb?
4.
Councillor Legg?
4.
Councillor McGarry?
4.
Councillor McKiernan?
Against.
Councillor Metcalfe?
4.
Councillor Peters?
4.
Councillor Raybould?
4.
Councillor Sankey?
4.
Councillor Shrive?
Against.
Councillor Sylvester?
4.
Councillor Toon? Councillor Toon?
Abstain.
Councillor Walker?
Against.
Councillor Whittaker?
For.
And Councillor Wildman?
And for.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That is carried.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay, item number 9. The Mid-Year Treasury Management Report 2020-2021. Leader of the Council, Councillor Duncan Goodfellow, will present this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As all members will be aware, this is the second in a series of three Treasury Management Reports that the Council receives each year. It provides members with an update on the Council's performance in relation to its borrowing and investments against the strategy approved by this Council in February 2020. As usual, there is full and detailed information within the report before you. However, I'm pleased to confirm that during the first half of the current financial year, our investments and borrowing have been in line with the approved strategy. We have continued with our relatively low risk approach to investments, with the portfolio containing a diverse mix of instruments, which offer significant counterparty strength. Despite continued economic uncertainty, our approved strategy remains fit for purpose, with one minor clarification in relation to the intra-local authority lending limit, which is outlined in more detail at paragraph 3.5.2 of the report. The report was presented at the Scrutiny, Audit and Value for Money Council Services Committee on the 19th of November, whereby members of the committee were satisfied with its contents and do not have any matters to bring to your attention. On that note, I move the recommendation at section 10 of the report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for this report? Councillor Peters, you had your hand up, so I'll go with you, Councillor Peters. Councillor Peters, if you could use the blue hand, I don't know whether you can use that function on yours. I'm sure you must be able to. If not, then that's fine. But I have, thank you as a seconder, thank you. Okay, we're going to, well, as always, we can debate on this. Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will support the report this evening. Members will probably be shocked to learn. But I'd also like to thank Lisa Turner for doing the work behind this with her teams, and also for providing Councillor Goodfellow with the same speech that she provided me for the last 10 years.
Okay, Councillor Grover, thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak on this item? Okay, no one. So, again, we shall go to the vote. Andrea,
thank
please.
You. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd.
For.
Councillor Allen.
For.
Councillor Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Beach.
For.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Bilth.
For.
Councillor Chowdhury.
For.
Councillor Clark.
For.
Councillor Faulkner.
For.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
For.
Councillor Fletcher.
For.
Councillor Florence Jukes.
For.
Councillor Gaskin.
For.
Councillor Goodfellow.
For.
Councillor Gould.
For.
Councillor Grosvenor.
For.
Councillor Greg Hall.
For.
Councillor Helen Hall.
For.
Councillor Hudson.
For.
Councillor Hussein.
For.
Councillor Jones.
For.
Councillor Killoran.
For.
Councillor Lamb. Sorry, Councillor Lamb, I didn't hear a response.
For.
Thank you. Councillor Legg.
For.
Councillor McGarry.
For.
Councillor McKiernan.
For.
Councillor Metcalf.
For.
Councillor Peters.
For.
Councillor Raybould.
For.
Councillor Sankey.
For.
Councillor Shrive.
For.
Councillor Sylvester.
For.
Councillor Toon.
For.
Councillor Walker.
Against.
Councillor Whittaker.
For.
And Councillor Wildman.
And for.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That vote is carried.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, Andrea. Item number 10, Uttoxeter Master Plan. Deputy Leader for Regeneration and Planning Policy will present this report. Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As a Cabinet member responsible for planning policy, I'm very pleased to be proposing this draft master plan. As a ward member for Uttoxeter, I'm especially pleased and very confident that this administration has chosen to develop a master plan will bring the much needed regeneration to parts of the high street, which have fallen into misuse. And at the same time, it will plan for the future of the town. I have no doubt that there are always people who will disagree and have a different opinion of just about anything. But in reality, Uttoxeter does very well, both economically and socially. For example, it has four major supermarkets and three major banks, a retail park with national brands, three commercial areas providing employment and services to residents, not forgetting three international heavy industrial manufacturing sites providing employment. There are two doctor surgeries and two dentists. socially in Toxteth does very well too. There is a cinema, an ice skating ring, and dare I say it, there is even a bowling alley. There are two gymnastic gyms, three fitness gyms, two pools, a huge recreation park which makes the most of the natural valley in which the town is situated. The town is very well connected too. The A50 is a major regional artery linking major cities, and so too does a rail link. Right next to the historic and well-known New Toxteth Racecourse, which attracts people from all over the country most weeks throughout the year. With all of these successful sectors of the economy, you would be right to question, why am I proposing a master plan for the town at all? What more could the town possibly need? My answer is simple. Our responsibility and service to our residents is never complete. As the last 10 months have proven, the way we live our lives, where we shop and how we spend time can change, sometimes instantly. We must always work to ensure planning, regeneration, and for that matter, all council policies remain up to date and fit for the future. Whilst there are some great success stories in Toxteth, there are, however, some parts which have not been transformed and repurposed as shopping and living habits change. As shopping habits have moved away from the traditional high street to online and retail parks, parts of the town centre have become empty, vacant, and in a bad state of repair. Likewise, as the town has grown in size, so too have sports clubs and pressure on local services such as elderly and primary care services. This plan seeks to address these key points by providing a conceptual layout to guide future growth and development. Master planning is about making the connection between buildings, social settings and their surrounding environments. And in drafting this plan, we have analysed and made recommendations and proposals for the town's economy, housing, transportation, community facilities and land use. We have engaged with key stakeholders and the public, and their responses have shaped and formed those recommendations in this plan. Once adopted, I have every confidence this master plan will over time regenerate those areas identified within. Before I move on to propose it, Mr. Mayor, I hope I'll just have a few seconds to thank somebody that's worked particularly hard on this and has made a special effort to be here tonight. That's Simon Humble. He actually left the authority, but we thought it was fitting since he's put so much effort on this, and for all the years that he spent working for the authority, I thought I just want to take a moment to thank him. I am still quite annoyed that he's moved on, but I wish him all the best all the same. But I'm very pleased that we've managed to get this master plan finished, and I would like Mr. Mayor to propose that the council adopt this support the recommendation in 12.1 that members consider and approve the findings of the master plan. Happy to take questions, Mr. Mayor. If you're ready.
Not quite. We need a seconder first, please. Councillor Goodfellow, thank you. And now we will debate the rules of debate as usual. So I noticed Councillor Grosvenor's had his hand up literally as soon as you spoke, Councillor Allen. So we'll take Councillor Grosvenor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm pleased to see that Councillor Allen smiled at my putting my hand up on this particular item. I'll note that the residents of Toxteth, not just political personalities, are greatly concerned with the consultation that took place over this particular master plan. Councillor Allen has referred to the fact that he carried out events. I'd like him to detail what events were carried out, which ones he attended, and the total number of responses received to this consultation, if he will. Residents in New Toxteth have suggested that the consultation was very limited, was I think 12 days, which probably falls in line with the 10-day consultation that took place in terms of the £25 million proposals for investment in Burton Town Centre, and suggests that the council really isn't bothered in listening to residents at all in terms of consulting with them on their particular issues for their town centres, which is no surprise, I guess. Members have been ignored with regards to that. Residents have been ignored with regards to that. And I believe the controlling group has also been ignored with regards to appointments to this council. So no surprise, really, that the executive of this council are not carrying out effective consultation or listening to residents. So I wonder if Councillor Allen could, A, confirm how many events took place, which ones he attended, and the total number of responses to this consultation, quote, consultation, which has been ineffective. Bearing in mind the residents of Uttoxeter have complained, not just to me, but also online, with regards to this consultation, I find myself in a difficult position of not being able to support this master plan because I don't believe they've had a particular input. I won't vote against it this evening because I don't wish to give the controlling group more opportunity to attack me, but I will abstain because I don't believe the residents have been afforded the opportunity to consult and to have their input into their town centre.
Councillor Grosvenor, Councillor Florence Jukes.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I've got a few questions, if I may. Firstly, when this came to council, I thought, great, you talked to master plan, and I was quite excited. I've got to say, it was a major disappointment, saying there's been an intervening year, 17-year period between the last one. I really did hope that it was going to be just that, a master plan. What it seems to me to be is a residential developer's charter, nothing more than that. I've got grave concerns about that. I mean, Uttoxeter is on the up and up, there's no doubt about that. And listening to Councillor Allen's introduction there, it makes Burton look like the very poor cousin that it is. My concern is, as identified in one of the threats, it says that the projects identified could result in significant capital outlay by ESBC. That's my concern as well, that this is a blueprint for those recommendations. I would like to know where the carbon neutral element comes into this, because there doesn't seem to be any facility for that at all, other than obviously the cycle routes and more pedestrian routes, but it just seems to me not to be that good of a master plan. I'd also like to know, in terms of JCB having identified that they need a hotel, why don't JCB build a hotel if they've identified a need for it? And then lastly, it mentions about the nighttime economy, it having a positive impact on that. Perhaps Councillor Allen could say how this plan is going to do that exactly. Members are being asked to vote to approve the findings of it. Unfortunately, I can't vote in favour of it because I don't agree with it, quite frankly. I think it lacks ambition and it lacks vision. So perhaps Councillor Allen could address those points that I've raised. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Florence Jukes. Councillor Walker.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Please bear with me. We will get to the point because I know you're nervous. I for one, remember when Uttoxeter was a thriving town with the cattle market was still there, and on a Wednesday it used to be packed, but again, like Councillor Florence Jukes has alluded to,